In the day's other headlines, the auto workers' strike is now in its fourth day with no bargaining agreement in sight. Ford, General Motors, and Stellantis proposed wage hikes of about 20% over 4 years. But that's only half the amount the United Auto Workers Union is demanding. Picket lines in Wayne, Michigan blocked the entrance to the Ford assembly plant today. Workers and their supporters say the walkouts are long overdue.
I'm talking to workers and retirees. I'm asking people how they're feeling. They're feeling resolved, they're feeling united, they're feeling solidarity, and they know what they are doing is right to get their fair share.
Automakers say the strike's ripple effects are just beginning. Ford has already told 600 non-striking employees not to report to work, while GM says as many as 2,000 workers could be temporarily laid off at a Kansas plant this week. In Libya, the UN is warning that disease outbreak could cause a, quote, second devastating crisis in the country's flood-ravaged northeast. Authorities say at least 150 people have fallen ill from tainted water. Sanitation workers in hazmat suits have been working around the clock in the hard-hit city of Derna to disinfect contaminated areas and prevent the spread of disease.
The campaign has continued to its sixth day. Since the catastrophe, we've been sanitizing the streets, mosques, shelters where displaced people are staying, mortuary refrigerators, and bodies using healthy materials. We also toured undamaged neighborhoods and sanitized them.
Elsewhere in the city, another wave of much-needed humanitarian aid arrived. The overall death toll from the floods now stands at 11,300 people. The Red Crescent estimates some 10,000 more are still missing. Ukraine's Defense Department reshuffled its leadership today, firing all six deputy ministers. The dismissals come amid corruption allegations related to purchasing equipment. A new defense minister was appointed earlier this month. That says heavy fighting continues in the east. Ukrainian troops held on to liberated villages along the front lines, while blasts in Russian-occupied areas damaged government offices. Taiwan says China flew 103 warplanes to its territory over a 24-hour period. Their defense ministry called it a recent high, even as China has increased military drills around the self-governing island that it claims as its own. Today, Taiwan's defense ministry urged China to stop its, quote, destructive military actions. Hunter Biden sued the IRS today for violating his right to privacy. The lawsuit alleges that two agents tried to embarrass Mr. Biden by disclosing confidential information about his tax matters. This comes amid an ongoing investigation by House Republicans and days after an indictment on separate charges related to a handgun purchase. And trading was light on Wall Street today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 6 points to close at 34,624. The NASDAQ rose 2 points. The S&P 500 added 3. And still to come on the NewsHour, our Politics Monday team breaks down the Republican candidate's campaign stops in Iowa. And stock markets for artwork, the pros and cons for investors and art itself.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.